Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
I'm opening this present from no one, because I am the last man in the universe, and there was no one to share goodwill with me. Oh, let's see what's in my stocking. Let me just open. Oh, it's nothing. Merry Christmas to me. Where's my scotch? Christmas is a time of reflection upon our deeds, of what we have done, and what we have could have done differently have. So listen to this tale of morality from your present and your future. Not so much your past, because you know that part.
Professor Carstairs?
Can you not see that I'm busy right now, Melman?
I'm sorry, Professor. I was just wondering if you were interested in, donating to the charity drive. It's Christmas, and I'm raising money to help legless children grow reptile legs.
Melman, I'm not made of money, all right? And first of all, I give in my own way, through my work. I don't necessarily donate to charities, though, all right? I don't think you're giving reptile legs to kids is the... I don't pay you to bring me these kinds of things, looking to get me to donate to your specious, all right? I'm using that word, the specious charities that you choose to support. I pay you to do your work to clean those test tubes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know that you're in the middle of an important discovery.
I'm in the middle of a huge discovery. Can't you see? I've almost synthesized intelligence here. Now just leave me to my work. Don't bother me anymore, and I want you in tomorrow morning, all right?
But it's Christmas Eve.
I want you in tomorrow morning. I need those cultures cultured.
Okay, I'll tell my family that I won't be there.
I don't want you to talk to your family.
What?
I don't want you to tell them anything about what's going on. This is a very secret experiment, Melman.
Is it okay for me to go home tonight?
I would prefer you didn't.
Wow.
I prefer that you just closed your eyes and stayed still in the corner.
Oh, Professor Carstairs?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Merry Christmas, Professor.
Christmas is a flunar.
That's cold.
Is it?
As cold as the weather around us.
Yeah. Well, you just do your work. Keep your nose clean and don't ask me for any more money. Okay. Clean those test tubes.
Okay.
Now, I, on the other hand, am someone who needs to sleep in a horizontal position. You can be vertical in the corner. Don't move. Don't make any sounds, all
okay,
right?
I'll have these. Well, I've got to... I don't know. I might make some test tube cleaning sounds, if that's okay.
You know what, Melman? I'd prefer you actually clean the test tubes instead of making those sounds with your mouth.
All right. Doesn't
make me think you're working. Doesn't make me think that you're busy.
Okay, all right, sorry.
All right?
I'll do it. I just got a rag.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, Professor.
Oh, so close to synthesizing intelligence. So close. Get some sleep here. Melman!
Yeah?
Quit that rattling!
I'm sorry, I wasn't rattling, sir. I was just...
Stop making those sound!
Close off here.
Brush my teeth. What is that sound?
Carstairs.
What are you? What are you?
Look upon me and see.
Brambleberry?
Yes.
My old rival.
The ghost of Brambleberry.
But you're as solid and as substantial as you were the day you died.
Yesterday was the day I died.
You're nothing but an undigested bit of beef, Brambleberry.
No, I'm a ghost, and I've come to warn you about your ways.
What are you talking about? My ways? My ways are fine. There's nothing wrong with my ways.
No, this, Carstairs. Continue down this path and there will be dire consequences. You will be visited by 3 ghosts tonight. Not counting me, I'm the 4th.
But yeah.
You will be visited by 3 more ghosts tonight. You will learn something from these ghosts about the error of your ways. Change your ways, Carstairs!
No, be gone! Be gone, foul Brambleberry, out of my sight! Ha ha! Suck it! No! Be gone!
Just out the door here?
Yeah, just let yourself out.
All right, thank you.
Close the door behind you. Oh, what is this? I've been working too hard. That's what it is. I've been working too hard. Terrible, terrible assistance in Melman. Guy's stressing me out. Guy's stressing me out. Just gotta get to bed. 1 o'clock. I can't freaking sleep. What the hell? I should just get up and take a look at my experiment again. Maybe I'll do some work on it. Door's locked. Can't get out. Melman! Still cleaning test tubes down there. Can't open this door. Just get back to bed, see what happens. What? What is this? What are you?
Good Morgentog!
What?
It's Good Morgentog.
Good Morgentog, it's 1 a.m.
Hey, it's a Morgentog somewhere, am I right? I am the ghost of Christmas future!
Ghost of Christmas future.
Feast your eyes upon me, ding dong. Look at me. I'm made of a cornucopia of food.
It's true. It's true. Like your arms are horns of plenty. Your upper body is like persimmons.
Take a bite from my teat. They're bananas.
I shouldn't really do this, but I know that you're just a figment of my imagination. I'm obviously dreaming here.
Come
I'm overworked.
On, give in. Give in.
All right. Just take a bite. Stop squirming. Hold on.
And do you taste that this is no dream?
I do. The juice is running down my chin. It's obvious that you're real, but what are you doing here? My door was locked. Melman's downstairs. And cleaning the test tubes. What are you?
I am the first ghost, not counting Brambleberry. He is the 4th. I am the first ghost of the 3 that will visit you tonight.
What are you...
Climb aboard my shoulders as I travel into the future with you to show you the error of your ways.
Let me put on a robe here. I sleep in the raw, so just let me put on a
robe. No time!
But I'm naked!
Climb aboard this mountain of food!
Oh, all right. What are you showing me?
Your future, Carstairs. Your not-so-distant future.
You mean, like, the year... 2015?
I don't know. I keep signing my checks 2014.
You sign checks? Hey! You're a mound of food!
Mound of foods have to eat? Do you think this grows on trees?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Climb aboard! There's little time!
You're an enigma.
The future cannot wait.
So yes, I'll climb aboard you in the raw. Oh man, I'm aroused as well. Look at this, like an exclamation point between my legs.
Oh, I can feel it on the pomegranates of my behind.
Ride then, ghost of future! Ride!
Snap! We're here! Look around you. It is 1 year to the day. Christmas. 20 a year later from when we were.
There's me. Huh, what am I doing? Huh.
You're panhandling.
I am. Why am I...
Sitting in a corner on a cardboard box.
I'm wearing a lab coat, but it's all stained with excrement and mustard.
There's nothing else. Look at your bare legs.
I'm not wearing anything underneath that. What happened to me?
Let's listen.
Hey, you spare a little bit of change.
Get a job.
Hey, I had a job. I was trying to synthesize intelligence. What?
Nice try.
No, but I was.
Why don't you pick yourself up by the bootstraps, you dirty scientist?
I don't have any boots on.
Oh, well, I guess that's your own fault.
Ow! My eye!
That's right. And there's another kick in the face coming if you don't stop bothering us with your dirty science.
All I need is a little bit more capital just to fund my experiment.
You see, Carstairs?
What happened to me?
Well, in the year that passes from now, your experiment is a tremendous success, but too successful, as the intelligence you spawn takes on new life and destroys massive parts of this Earth we call home.
So you're saying that I should stop my experiments now? I should stop them and stop pursuing this artificial intelligence?
It's not really my job. I'm just a ghost of Christmas future. My job is to show you what happens.
So it's my job to make conclusions from what I see.
Well, you're the scientist.
So, okay, I need a hypothesis first. The hypothesis, as you're saying, is that my experiment was a success. It unfolded as it should. I was happy about it, but then it turned wrong somehow.
It became sentient, self-aware, and began murdering people indiscriminately. Scientists around the globe were treated as subhumans for the crimes they passed upon humanity.
Wow, so a kind of a genocide on scientists. And I became addicted to mustard. And my own excrement, as I can see.
Well, your mustard and excrement addictions are completely beside the point. They're going to happen no matter what.
Oh.
Because soon, and I'm talking months from now, everyone will find out how good excrement tastes with mustard.
That's a strange thing.
It really is.
Well, thank you, Ghost, for showing me this. I will do everything I can to avoid this future from coming to pass.
Ah, but can you really?
What do you mean?
Well,
isn't that why you showed me this future, so that I could do something about it?
I showed you the future, but I don't know if you can do something about it, because you knowing about the future may actually cause the future to take place.
So you're saying that there could be some kind of self-replicating paradox involved here?
Exactly.
Oh.
Anyways, back to bed. My work is done.
But I have more questions.
You still have an erection.
Whew. What a strange dream. I can still taste the persimmon, too. That was good. Good persimmon. Excrement and mustard? I don't have a thing for excrement and mustard. 2 a.m. Still haven't slept.
And you won't.
Yeah. Who are you?
I am the ghost of distant future.
Hold on a second. Didn't us let the dude who was just here?
He was the ghost of... Were you distant future?
Not so distant future.
He was not so distant future.
Wait, he's still here? Why are you guys...
he's dropping you off. I'm picking you up.
You know, I have some time before my next gig, so I thought I would just stick around.
Well, get out of here!
All right, high five. Ghost high five.
What the, yeah.
All right.
This guy.
Tell you, that was the near future. Would you like to see the distant future?
In for a penny, in for a pound, I suppose.
There haven't been pennies for years. You are so antiquated.
But what I'm saying is, it's a bit of a...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm from the distant future, and I will take you there now to see what you have wrought.
Well, you're not made of fruit.
No, I'm not. I'm made of circuits and metal.
Oh, look at you.
And ghost parts.
You seem to writhe. It seems like you're electrified. There are sparks flying between your nipples.
That's right.
May I take a bite?
Taste them. Yes.
All right. Ouch! It's like electricity, my lips!
Lesson
it's like putting
one.
A tongue at a 9-volt!
Lesson one, don't taste the electric nipples. Come with me to the distant future.
If I've learned nothing else tonight, I'll have learned
See
that.
What your greed has wrought. You wanted artificial intelligence? You wanted sentience? Here it is, look at the distant future.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Woo, strafing!
That's right. Your sentient creation has taken over and decided humanity must be eliminated.
This isn't right. This isn't what I intended at all.
Down, both of you! Down! Get down! Are you with the resistance? Are you with the computers?
My name is Professor Carstairs.
Don't say your name.
Professor Carstairs?
Yes.
What? of the Carstairs lineage?
Yeah.
The one who wrought this scourge upon us?
I don't know.
We could use you as leverage against the machines.
No, look, I came here only to understand and find out about how I can prevent this from happening. What's your name? Private, what's your name?
Ron Connors.
Ron Connors?
That's right.
Your name is Ron Connors Melman?
Yeah, Ron Connors Melman.
You're the son. You're the son of my lab assistant.
Am I? Am I?
But you're just a
what
baby.
What gave it away? My lizard legs?
Oh, my God. Look at you, frog from the waist down.
That's right. And he could have been saved from all of this.
But I need my money. I need my money for my research. I don't have time for specious.
The money went into your research, and look what you've wrought.
Look at this. Look at this. It's a nightmare. The sky black with soot.
Those are the ashes of our brethren. Human ash. Covering the sky, suffocating the rest of us like the dinosaurs.
So dark. What time is it?
It's noon.
It's black as night. I gotta stop this. Ghost, tell me what I can do to stop this.
Well, I don't know if you can stop it now that you know what happens. I mean, it's kind of a...
I should point out it's noon in Australia right now, so it's quite
thank
late.
You, thank oh, you.
Quite
late.
Oh, okay. It's like midnight.
Yeah.
Oh,
it would still be dark.
Yes. Ah!
You knowing what happens could change the future, but it could not change the future.
Are you saying this is some kind of self-replicating paradox?
I think you were over that with my pal that I high-fived earlier.
Yeah! So this is your I've got to stop this, though. I've got to stop this. You have to tell me how I can stop this from happening.
I am not the one who tells you.
What?
You are the one who tells you.
I am the one who tells me.
You'll be visited by one more ghost, and let's get you back.
Well, just a minute, though. I'm not ready to go!
Fuck you, Carstairs!
That was weird. That was weird. The first one I could take the first one, especially with the food. That was tasty. But the second guy, that was weird. Crazy dreams. I'm up too late. I'm working too hard. 3 o'clock. I gotta get some sleep. Got to get some sleep. Oh, let's put my head down here. Yeah, it's me! Yes, it's me. I am the ghost of future. But you're me! You're me, and you're me right now. You don't even look older than I am. Don't I? Look closely. Oh, yes, there are fine lines across your face like a spider's web. Yes. I'm well preserved, though. I've come to show you what will ultimately be wrought by your future. You mean you're going to show me the final implications of artificial intelligence that I create in my laboratory? Yes. Yes, I will. I need you to take the hem of my robe. Okay? Just lightly now, just 2 fingers, thumb and forefinger, that's it. Don't hold too tight! Okay, I'm doing what I can. Come this way. Come this way. We're on the moon. How did we get to the moon? Don't you know? No! How did we get to the moon? You took the hem of my robe, and I brought you to the moon. You're enigmatic! Look over there. There's an abandoned moon post. Why don't you walk over there? I'm not wearing a spacesuit! You don't need a spacesuit. Just keep hold of my rope. Is there a door to this place? Of course there is. It'll iris open when you approach it. Oh, like a supermarket. Exactly. Don't let go of my rope, though. The door opened. Hush. Nothing in here but dust. Regolith dust. That's what they call dust on the moon. Regolith. Did you know that? I know everything you do. Quick, this way. Quick? Yes. Before it's too late. There's someone hunched over a terminal there. There's someone, like someone tippity-tappeting away at what looks to be a keyboard, but there's no keys on it.
Where's my scotch? Oh, I'm so lonely. Oh, let's see what's in my stocking. Nothing. Oh, what? I don't even have a stocking? Well, that's just... Oh! What the fuck?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Don't you recognize this man? No! Who are you?
I am the last man in the universe!
The last man?
Which is why I'm surprised to see you. Because you're a man in the universe!
I know!
I've been here in this abandoned moon post, sending signals back through time, warning humanity of its doom!
So, everything is gone, is that what you're saying?
The stars are burnt out! From the scourge of Illusionoid!
Illusionoid?
What is Illusionoid?
A massive supercomputer built to serve mankind, but ended up serving mankind a big blade of whoop-ass.
Oh my God, this is the ultimate implication of my experiment.
Your experiment? Are you Philip J. Carstairs?
I am.
The father of Illusionoid.
I don't know anything about Illusionoid. You're telling me for the first time. I've never heard this before.
So wait, I told you the name of the machine that you invented before you named it yourself?
I know it. This is a self-replicating paradox.
Oh, fuck. Now I'm implicated.
Yes, you are.
Jesus Christ.
This is very, very bad.
You know what? You can't even go back now. You have to stay here with me.
I can't stay here.
I'm so lonely.
No, I don't want to stay here.
I have no clothes.
Let's stop this. Don't come towards me.
Look at my erection.
Oh, my God. It's like an exclamation point between your legs.
Now look at yours.
The same. Sword fight.
Ow. Ow.
Ow.
Ow.
Ow.
All right. I've come here from the distant future to take Carstairs back to his bed.
Oh, wait.
Ghost number two.
Wait. Before you leave, Philip J. Carstairs.
Yes?
Think upon what you do and look about you at the wasted space and time that is the future universe, the futureverse.
Oh, my God. It is. It's a horrible, horrible nightmare.
All you're doing. Try to sleep now, asshole.
Take the hem of my robe.
Whoa, I don't want to go. I don't want this to happen.
Back we go.
But I don't want to have another
one. It was really nice seeing you all.
Six a.m. I haven't slept all night. You boy.
Yeah.
Boy, what day is this?
Well, today. It's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. Hey, listen. Have you ever heard of Illusionoid?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Good! Maybe I can still do something to head this off. Melvin! Melvin, you can stop cleaning those test tubes. Come here.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Melvin. You wouldn't believe the night I've had.
Really?
It started. I don't want to get into it, but I've been visited by ghosts.
What?
Three ghosts, actually four if you count Brambleberry.
Okay.
So four ghosts, but he was really a precursor of the ghosts.
I'm following.
Anyway, turns out that what I'm working on, this artificial intelligence here.
Yes.
If I perfect this, it'll become something called Illusionoid, which will eventually result in the destruction of all mankind and a hidden outpost on the moon with a one man. Who survives us all and sends messages backwards through time.
Wow. I was gonna tell you, though.
Yeah?
Your project, it completed itself.
That's, troubling.
Intelligence just got synthesized by itself.
Let me take a closer look at this thing. Oh. Look at it. Writhing with tendrils. Tentacles.
Sir? Oh, what? Sir!
Sorry.
Wait, is it crushing your skull? Is it suffocating you?
No. It spoke to me. It told me its name was Illusionoid. It told me that it only wants the best for us.
Wow! You're gonna win a prize for this!
I expect to win several prizes, Melman. Hey, what was that charity of yours again?
Oh, it was I was raising money to help the legless children, like my own son, get legs, whether they be frog legs or other reptiles.
Here's a five.
Really?
Yes.
Well, thank you, sir. God bless you. And God bless us everyone, including this machine.
You mean Illusionoid?
Did you learn anything from the three ghosts?
No, not really.
Haul out the holly, we're heading home so we can start to celebrate.
The Ghosts of Christmas Future, Future, Future. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates as Melman, the Ghost of Christmas Near Future, Passerby Number 2, and Ron Connors. Lee Smart as Professor Carstairs and Professor Carstairs. and Nug Nargang as the Ghost of Brambleberry, Passerby Number 1, the Ghost of Distant Future, and Boy. Also featuring the last man in the universe as himself. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid is part of the Pod Almighty Podcast Network. Go to podalmighty.com and take a listen to all the shows on the network, such as Josh Holliday's The Circus Has Come to Town, Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park, or The Sean Pod with friend of the show, Sean Cullen. You can find all these and more on the Pod Almighty Network. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid Podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at Illusionoid Pod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.